Doctors around the country are trying to stop the abuse of prescription painkillers. One hospital in New Jersey is tackling the issue in its emergency room. The ER is trying out unusual ways to help patients through their pain without using opioids. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Here inside the ER at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center in Paterson, New Jersey, there's a new tool doctors are using to stem the opioid epidemic, compressed inside long metal tanks.
This is one of the new pieces of equipment that we have using nitrous oxide.
Also known as laughing gas. And if you're thinking this is a joke, spend a few hours in the emergency department with doctors Mark Rosenberg and Alexis La Pietra, if you can catch them.
Alexis just got called in to see a patient.
Rosenberg rushes over to a bed where La Pietra is trying to calm a patient grimacing in pain.
We're going to do the work for you, so just relax. Do you want to breathe in some of the gas before we move you? It will help with pain. Yeah? Okay.
She turns on a machine that's connected to a plastic mask, and she tells the patient to take slow, deep breaths into it.
So instead of giving IV opioids, they're given a combination of ketamine and nitrous oxide.
The patient also gets a shot of lidocaine to numb the pain from a major joint injury. It's part of a program that Rosenberg and La Pietra launched 3 months ago. Their goal is to limit using opioids whenever possible in the ER, where the road to addiction began for many patients.
What we've been doing before didn't have the best results. So let's try a different way besides pills, which I know are easy to take, but they have risks.
Risks of overdose and sometimes death that drove the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to put out national guidelines recently, calling for physicians to consider alternatives to opioids first.
We are really trying to move outside the box because we don't want our patients to suffer. We cannot allow this to continue.
To relieve fractures, St. Joseph's ER now uses ultrasound to find nerves that can be injected with a numbing agent to block the pain. La Pietra says she's also encouraging patients to try things like acupuncture. Dr. Jean Marie Perrone at the University of Pennsylvania studies how emergency departments prescribe opioids. She says this program is a step in the right direction, and other hospitals have tried similar efforts at a smaller scale.
This requires, you know, a balancing act. This is the art of medicine. This is the appropriate use of our judgment.
Perrone warns, though, that this shift goes against a long-standing culture among many physicians.
All we've really been told is make sure that you've treated the pain adequately so that the patient thinks that their pain is well controlled and that that translates to treating them with an opioid and as much as they want.
Perrone says hospitals that try opioid alternative programs in their ER may risk getting more negative patient reviews about how they manage pain. Back at St. Joseph's, Mark Rosenberg points out that some cancer patients and other people with severe pain need relief.
We are not opioid-free. Even though it's alternatives first, we will use whatever pain medication we need to improve the care of the patient.
Among the 300 patients from the first 2 months of St. Joseph's program, Rosenberg says 75% left the ER without needing opioids. Anzi Luong, NPR News, Paterson, New Jersey.